few topics tonight. Hope y'all safe in the snow. They said it's going to be more and more coming too, man. So, you know, man, I like it though, man. It's like, goddamn, like, can we get some snow in our winter? Fuck. You know what I mean? No. Let the kids, you know, at least ain't no corona in the snow. You know, let the kids go outside and play. You know what I'm saying? Get hit in the head with a snowball or something. But yeah, man, first thing I want to start with is this Chloe Bailey shit or whatever. Slim, what do I always tell y'all? What do I always tell y'all about these damn celebrities, man? Them motherfuckers be more broken than, like, come on now. That girl fine as hell. Body is a 10. Perfect, man. Like, and you gotta know how to meet. You gotta know how social media works. Like, see, people be really thinking that, just like I was saying about Roland Ray. People really be thinking that, not me. Like me, I'm a good ass person, and I know, you know, I'm a good ass person, but shit, I ain't the prettiest motherfucker, and I know even if I was the pretty, put it like this, motherfuckers be having shit to say, bad shit to say about Beyonce, Trey Songz, you know, here's people that, you know, mentally and physically people look up to and modelize on a day-to-day basis, male, female, you know what I'm saying? Denzel Washington. It's going to be something said about everybody. And you got to know that on the internet that's what's going to happen. How can you not know that? How could you even let something like that hurt you? Like, you know what I'm saying? What are you thinking? Like, you know what I mean? Like, and then you got to know that if you want spontaneously out of nowhere, because I've seen her face before. I've seen her face before. I've seen her face before, but I don't know if I seen it in a movie. I think I seen it like in a movie or something or whatever. I don't know if she do movies as well, but I think I seen her like in a movie. And but like I never seen her, like I didn't know she did music. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you gotta know that coming out of nowhere with all this sexy dancing and showing your ass, and you gotta know that now, of course, motherfuckers is gonna come at you some type of way, especially ones that ain't got that kind of body. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, fuck them people. Like, you don't even know them people. Like, did you click the link and look at the person? Like, I guarantee you, some of these damn celebrities would click on these pictures of these people that's talking about them. I guarantee you they'd be like, you know what, never mind. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because it was somebody that was going on, I don't know who she was talking about. It was either like Tommy or somebody that was bad, like one of them badass bitches. Like, and it was like somebody that was like going on, and the fans, they ate it up. They was adding. I was like, damn, she came on this job trying to go on her and got cooked. Like, she got cooked. It was people cooking her ass. And I was just laughing like shit, like, damn, you try real life, come on here and go on a celebrity and the fans chewed your ass up and spit you out. You know what I'm saying? Like, they was like it was even dudes like, bruh. I looked at your pictures. Shut up. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, why the need for anybody to pay attention to these people? You see that? Like, you, and I bet you that girl's rich. Because, you know, they ain't gonna get on the shade room, but that's you. somebody in some kind of way. So you know she got some money. So it's like, and you know, and you know, you gotta have big bread. I always tell you this, you gotta listen. You gotta have big money to call people fans. You notice the broke people that's, you know, that's like mid-level celebrities, they say supporters because they know like they ain't really got no real fucking talent and really don't nobody know them for nothing. You know what I'm saying? So you notice how she called, she used the word supports me, but she called, you know, she said the word fans, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta like really be able to be like, oh yeah, I did some vicious ass shit right there. So, you know what I'm saying? I got fans, you know what I'm saying? So she used the word fans, so she knows her value. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, for you to cry is like, that person won, because now it's like you looking for sympathy for, you know, it's just like the same shit I've been saying about Megan Thee Stallion. Like she was like, stop bashing me. Like, Slim, who the hell are you talking about? Like, I guarantee you, you don't even know the person's name that you talk about that's bashing. Like, you literally is looking at motherfucking, like, it could be a person. Like, it could have been Tory Lanez or that motherfucker fucking with you. And you yelling this shit, thinking it's a damn, you yelling this shit, think at the screen and shit, thinking it's an actual person. The whole time, this is somebody that really don't like your motherfucking ass. Like, for other fucking reasons. And they, like, nigga, they wouldn't have liked your ass if you had put up a post about God or something. They probably still wouldn't like that shit and say, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? And you crying and all this shit. Like, what? Like, that man, whoever that person was that was probably making them comments or whatever, Slim, she probably was laughing. They probably out. Like, they at home, like, shh, bitch, got your ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't defeat shit by making that post. I mean, the post was sad, of course. You know, I ain't watch all three of the job, but I seen the one video on Twitter. That's why I seen it. And once I seen it on Twitter, I went back to the Shade Room to see, like, I know the one that did the Shade Room post it. And she was like, the people that are on my private Instagram, like, what? You have a private Instagram? Like, come on, man. You lying. Like you know exactly how sexy you are if you got a private Instagram. Like, what the hell do you have a private Instagram? You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't even need no shit like that unless you posting some fucking naked shit and all that. You know damn well that ass is fat. Like, come on now. Come on. You know what I'm saying? This would be the test. Let a big nigga walk up to him and try to book her. I bet you see the ratchet bitch come out of her then. You see what I'm saying? Like, all that shit right there, that shit cat, man. She looking for, like, you know, they minds be so fried, bro, from just, like, wanting everybody. You know, it's like I said, there's a lot of people like that want everybody to like me and shit like that, but it's like, bro, like, getting on Instagram crying about it, I don't think that's like going to solve anything. Like, them people, I said it my damn self, and I wasn't bashing you because you look fucking good, but I definitely was like, who is this? It's like, she just came out of nowhere, ass fat as shit, keep clapping and shit. You know what I'm saying? And then some of the memes was good, because like one of them that I seen. It was basically like, what's her name? They was like, when LeBron Jordan Woods made her little jump, they was basically like, yeah, Jordan Woods made that little busted challenge, and Shawty got mad, and then she did the little, whatever, the one with the red light or whatever, like. Like, nigga, that's on you. Like, you want, like, come on, bro. Like, the internet ain't kind to nobody. Not your grandmother, not nothing. Whatever you post, it's gonna be somebody to be like, why her head like that? Like, it's, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna be somebody, you an idiot if you think anything different. Like, no matter what you post, somebody got something to say about this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just gotta, like, You just gotta like really, really like be confident in yourself. And it's crazy that we saying that to a damn rich person. Like, you rich as shit out here. Niggas, I gotta get up, nigga, I just got off work, gotta get up in the morning, get my ass back to work, you know what I'm saying? I'm still gonna be broke. Rape dude and all that kind of shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, fuck that shit, man. Fuck that shit. That shit is not that serious. It's not that serious. Like, people just really lame, man. Like, really, like, people really, really just be lame as hell. And it be majority of them motherfucking rich niggas, man. It's like, I don't know what it is. Like, I think, like I said, who else? I forgot who I used this exact terminology with, but it was like, I think that they just be, you know, when you get to a certain level, you're not around a certain crowd because of your stature of money. You know, you might get your ass robbed. You know what I'm saying? So I think that that creates loneliness. You know what I'm saying? Because it's only a certain amount of people that they can be around. Immediate family, this, or when they, you know, when they on their tour life. You know what I'm saying? It's only a certain amount of people that they can come in contact with without either getting raped or robbed, or, you know what I'm saying, or something like that. So they sit back and they just on social media just watching. Like, it's no need for a rich person. Like, you think Tiana Taylor gonna come on here and be listening to what a nigga that probably don't even have a damn job is saying about her in a damn post? Because you know damn well, if it was a rich person that said something about another rich person, then that person would just DM them, and they'll talk and speak that kind of way. You see what I'm saying? They won't go that far. Like, you know, you be like, oh shit, this fucked up. Tyrese said that Chloe Bailey got a big forehead. Like, you know, it'll be big as day, and then that situation will get handled. So they not even, that's why I said they're never, same thing I was saying with Megan. Like, it ain't nobody big that's saying something about what you got going on. You know what I'm saying? It's all little people, because it's from you reading the fucking comments. You know what I'm saying? Just like Lil Baby said, cut the comments off. Cut the comments off. Like, that's because they want to see that shit. Like, if they cut the comments off, then they'll feel bad. They'll be like, damn, I actually want to see motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? But in a situation like that, you gotta be able to take it, good or bad. Like, you can't just be like, for every comment that probably was like, Shawty needs some attention. For every comment that was saying that, I guarantee you it was probably another 10 that was like, whew, fuck this shit up. You know what I'm saying? Or that ass is fat. Or, you know what I'm saying? Or, whew, god damn, you done took away. You know, I see Kelly Rowland had a beautiful comment about you know, all the celebrities are saying, your peers are saying good shit about you. So why the fuck would you care about a nigga on a damn track phone in North Canada, got to say? Who the fuck cares? Or some big head bitch with no ass, no titties, you know what I'm saying? Probably doing work in security someday and where with her track slipping. You worried about what she got to say? You crying for that? Like, come on, man. Like, that shit was dumb. Like, I didn't even have the energy to finish all of those videos because it's so stupid about her backlash for her IG videos. What? Slim been, like, in the last 3-4 days, Shawty been all over Twitter, all over Instagram, everywhere. Every time you pound her name, all it is videos of her yelling, looking good as shit. So you know that it's gonna be some people have to think about is they hated Jesus. There was some motherfuckers out here that was so miserable that they hated Jesus. So what the hell you think? Who are you? You see what I'm saying? Who are you? Like, seriously. It's sad, man. It's sad. concerned that she got to get validation. And then the first thing that they tell you, this is the sad part, the first thing they tell you is, like, I don't post my videos for validation or male attention or... If that was true, even if that was true, even though that's bullshit, if that wasn't true, like, why would you post on your social media, you shaking and clapping your ass? Like, we know, you know damn well you that you look good as shit. We know damn well you look good as shit. So, the only thing you could be posting is some shit like, then you say that you're dancing or clapping or whatever, that justifies, she was like, that's where I get my confidence from. Then that's validation. If you're getting confident from looking sexy, shaking your ass in the mirror and putting it on Instagram, and you get your confidence from that, then that's validation. You see what I'm saying? That's why she cried, because that what she's saying that it's not is exactly what it is. I always say that it's 50-50. Whenever you post, you can post something like, man, fuck this nigga mother. You might have 60% that say that's fucked up. You have another 40% that says, hey, fuck that bitch. You know what I'm saying? You just gotta take what it is with what it is. Yeah? This TIT shit going on. I try to let it all play out because I didn't really understand it. I wanted to see like what the hell TI was gonna say. I'm like, man, you can't keep quiet, you know, shit like this or whatever. But I mean, I guess the shit was a lie, because you actually got a chance to see. You actually got to see what you actually got a chance to see, the post or something that I think T.I. posted that said that somebody was lying or saying anything or some shit like that. So I think it's safe to say this shit was bullshit or whatever. But like, my whole thing is this, like, I feel like T.I. is dead wrong, is dead guilty. Like, the videos, if you watch, the full joint on his page, or I think it was like the third video, the one where he was like, he was like, I'm not finna open my bedroom door. And you shouldn't have, and you shouldn't either. Like, when he was saying that shit, I was like, he banged the gavel, guilty. Because I'm like, what do you, hold up, bro? Like, what type of shit? You know what I'm saying? But you know, like I said, to be together that long, like that, you know, and rich nigga, you know what I'm saying? You gotta do wild shit, wild kinky shit like that, I guess, to stay happy, you know what I'm saying? And that, maybe that explains, my whole thing is this though, all the time she done tried to like make it seem like T.I. was just this super, super duper cheating motherfucker, and bitch, you already know, like, so the reason her ass wasn't leaving is I think crystal clear now. She was mad, she wasn't mad about the cheating, she was mad because she wasn't there. You know what I'm saying? Because now I was like, how you got all these cheating allegations with T.I. and shit, and you know, you got all these damn different allegations on him, and we come to find out y'all motherfuckers are swingers, fucking 3-4 bitches and shit at a time, and you know what I'm saying? And you know, and every other night, and y'all realize got something going on with y'all in y'all bedroom and shit area. You know what I'm saying? Like, what type of shit? Now it's like, man, y'all should forget that man T.I. for any of that cheating shit, because obviously she opened the door. Like, you gotta know if you that's the that be the sentiment to that type of shit. Like, if you're gonna be a swinger or whatever, or you know, allowing your person to fuck other people, even if you there or not, or if you there, what are you, stupid? Like, that's just opening the Pandora box to be like shit, you know, you can do it whenever, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't just like, oh yeah, we can do it, but only when I'm here. Like, once you involve and let your, to me, I feel like you can't really love, you don't really love nobody. I couldn't see me letting nobody else fuck my wife or nothing like that. Like, that to me, that means you don't really love that person. You know what I'm saying? Well, y'all love ain't as strong as what it is. If you feel the need that y'all gotta fuck somebody else or bring somebody else in the bed, like something missing, like, you know what I'm saying? The shit, like, you know, obviously, of course, you know, he been with her for what, about 20 years or something. So obviously, you know, you can fuck a person for 2 years and be tired of the pussy or tired of, you know what I'm saying? It's getting rhetorical. It's the same thing. You know what I'm saying? So we need something to spice, to spruce this up. You know what I mean? So, like, you know, that's cool and all that. You know, like I said, that's their business. But it's like, I just feel like you should have been saying this shit. You know what I'm saying? And then you would have, all that sorrow that she was getting for them allegations, I feel like all that shit would be, motherfuckers been like, what? Yeah, whatever. You were just mad because you wasn't in there. You know what I'm saying? Instead of her, like, getting on these shows and crying. You know, because I done seen the comments. I'd be like, sometimes I'd be, this may be like a year ago, I was looking at the comments. I was like, damn, why they be talking to T.I. like this? Like, what has he done? And then I started to watch more and do more research and look and shit like that. And I see, oh, okay, this motherfucker staying in fucking marriage counseling and shit. You know what I'm saying? For fucking up with women, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, man. Like I said, obviously, man, you know, T.I. is a rich motherfucker. You know, she rich too, you know, and he said they know exactly where to go get it at. So, obviously, somebody mad at somebody. Now that girl, this is another thing that blew me. The girl, I don't know her name. I think her name is like Shirtisha or something like that. She always on live or something. She was the one that was telling the story, like, about the other girl that who actually had the problem. The one that was saying, she was talking about the one that was actually saying that T.I. put a gun on her head and all this kind of shit. That girl, Shanishka or something. I think she's from Georgia too. And she was like, and I seen the video, she was like, oh, why she ain't tell you that she getting fucked too? Why she ain't tell you that you eating cheap? Ask her how teeny pussy tastes. Why she ain't tell you all that? Huh? Why she ain't, like, you was all super duper swagged up talking about somebody's business or whatever, and you was fucking wrong too much. She was using emotion. Then the next day you get on social media, you get back online. And now you crying? Like, man, these shade room bitches. Oh man, these shade room bitches got to quit with it, man. Like, these motherfuckers stay on live, bro. Like, why is live? Live is new. Live ain't even like old. Like, that live shit only been around what, like, maybe 3-4 years? Like, why is this shit so? Like, it seems like it's like a drug. Like, I've been getting on live my whole life. Like, live is like new. How are people so addicted to live? Like, oh shit, I just got a car. Let me hop on live and explain it. Like, what? I understand, like, you know, you get on, I do that too sometimes. You know, get on, tell some stories and laugh and joke and shit, you know. But, like, I ain't going live and be like, all right, come on, let everybody load up. So we can speak on this. Like what? Like, pink, bro. This internet shit, bro. Wow. Yeah. That should be so impactful for motherfuckers, man. Like, it's disgusting. It's disgusting, man. I seen her. I actually seen the video of her crying. I seen that video first. I'm like, damn. I see people. They like, yeah, man. You could tell that she really genuinely emotional. Yeah, she crying, motherfucker. Like, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, what are you crying for? Like, then when I scroll to the next video, I'm like, he was just talking shit about this person. Now you on here saying you were speaking out of emotion. Now most time when people say that they speaking out of emotion, they lying. Most time when you hear that, like motherfuckers talking about they smoke, they speaking out of emotion. That mean they lying on somebody. You know what I'm saying? They lying or better yet, like they know that what they did was like they was being extra on what they did, and it was really no need for what they was doing for it. You know what I'm saying? So that's why people say that, like, you know what I'm saying? When I was on here, I was speaking with emotion. Like, bitch. So you just lied about a big ass situation like that? Because at first the videos was looking like she was, because kind of sort of it was, because she was like she the one that was recruiting the girls to go fuck T.I. and them or whatever. That's basically like kind of like going at T.I. and them. And then, so if I was T.I. and them, I wouldn't be fucking with your ass no more either. I'd be like, fuck you. You didn't even really know what was good, and you out here speaking on shit and vouching to allegations that you don't even really stand on yourself. You won't get on here today, the very next day, and get to crying to someone you were speaking out of emotion. Like, what? Hey, man, bruh. I'm out here, they need to disable that motherfucking shade room, man. That shit, boy. That shit got more damn drama. Like, Lord have mercy, bro. Like, you see, that internet shit will put you on the shelf. You see, Lord Jada, Lord Baby Mother, that shit, nigga, you ain't seen her. You ain't seen her for real since she posted something yesterday when she was dancing and shit and doing the little challenge. But you ain't seen her since that porn star lady came out and said that Lil Baby paid her to fuck her. Tell me I'm lying. I mean, she might have been posting little dumb shit and shit like that and watching little shit, but you ain't seen her nowhere since that T.I. allegation came out. I mean, since that allegation with Lil Baby. And then I think it was like after her, it was another porn star, the little sleazy little white joint that be coming up Baltimore fucking all the students. What's her name? I can't think of it, though. Oh yeah, like Tina Trump or some shit like that. She was like, when she had messages in her shit, like, oh yeah, she ate this little baby. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like, bruh, that internet shit, bruh, yeah, that internet shit will put your ass on the shelf. I don't know why. No, I don't even know why people be trying to defeat him, man. Like, you not gonna win when it comes to that internet shit. Like, you, it's the shit that, like, that's a real statement. The internet is undefeated. That is a real fucking statement. Like, this shit really is, bro. It's no winning. It's no winning with the internet. It's no winning. But, like, man, I hope, you know, like I said, I think all the shit was fake. My fuckers is talking shit, and then I think like when you have a crime or something, when you commit a crime and then you don't, and you saying on Shade Room like, oh yeah, I didn't. The only reason why I didn't post it because of this and all that kind of shit. I think that kind of like makes it good for the whoever doing the shit, because it's like clearly this shit old and shit. They didn't, you know, it wasn't a problem. Like, you know, if you knew about somebody doing something with some girls or something, and you held on to it, and these girls was underage, you just as big as a problem. So if they arrest Tina, they need to take your motherfucking ass in too. Because you obviously knew about what was going on, and now you're saying something after you get a gun put to your motherfucking head, now you want to tell everything. You know what I'm saying? So I doubt that shit. Like I said, oh, I doubt that shit happened. You know how these motherfuckers are. They on social media. They tell social media before they tell the police. Mm-hmm. And one more thing about that girls doing the shaking their ass and all that shit on them. Now, the average girl probably got about five videos or five pictures of her naked in her phone. Probably the average single probably got 5 to 6 videos of them dancing naked in the bathroom, naked, checking out their body. Now, if the ones that really don't care about somebody validation, they're not posting that shit. Because the only time you're gonna post something like that is for somebody to come back. You see what I'm saying? Just think about it. Think about it. Especially if you a female like that don't need to post your ass, or you know what I'm saying? Of course you get out the shower and check and look at your body and see, oh, you know what I'm saying? Like everybody, like who don't do that? You know what I'm saying? So, but just think about the people that don't post it, and you will see like, yeah, I don't post this shit because I don't give a fuck, or I don't need nobody to tell me that, oh shit, you looking good as shit today. Like, God damn. You know what I'm saying? You don't need that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Just think about it. Cause like, if the only reason, even for your reasons not to post it, is because, shit, I don't want somebody to say, oh shit, you look fattish. You look fat today. Like, you know what I'm saying? Or, and you think you look sexy as hell, and they like, you look big as shit today, girl. You know what I'm saying? So even that, for those reasons, that, you know, is the reason that's still seeking validation, like, you know what I'm saying? So a person that don't do it is more so, it's better, because it's like, man, I don't care about what I get. I post this shit or send this shit to my husband or my boyfriend, and that's it. I don't fuck the internet, you know what I'm saying? Tighten up, bro.